at Premier High School.
We are a tuition-free charter school serving grades 9 through 12. We offer a personalized program which gives you the opportunity to recover credits, graduate early, attend school around a work schedule, career and technical training, earn college credits while in high school, become eligible for military service. Learn more about how you can reach your goal.
Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I just pray that your sister that's listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask for any sister that's listening to these teachings that these really help her hear your Holy Spirit and provide a lot of clarity and protection from deceptions so that she can obey you and bear fruit for your glory. Ask all these prayers, you Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so going through Isaiah 33 and the book of Amos and talking about times of judgment, how dangerous they can get, and the need to walk in the Holy Spirit more perfectly. But understanding that once you do, you're going to be persecuted. You can understand persecution much better if you understand Bible prophecy, because it just kind of plays on a smaller scale in your own personal life. And then going through the book of Revelation and some other prophecy scriptures. So just finishing up Revelation chapter 19, where it talks about Christ coming back. And then here, this is 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, starting at verse 7. And this is where the Apostle Paul is just talking to the church at Thessalonia. They're being persecuted, okay? And these scriptures, a lot of times you'll notice that when you have a Christian that's in the world, okay, and playing the harlot with this place, they don't like these scriptures a lot of times, or when they hear things like that about Christ, okay? And because there's issues spiritually going on there. But but you'll notice when you read the scriptures that the Apostle Paul uses these to comfort the obedient Christians who really are, their lives are dead and they are completely tucked away and hidden in Christ. And the reason why is they are suffering, okay? Once you really do devote your life to Christ and obey Him, you're happy. Don't get me wrong, okay? Because you've got like a little piece of heaven here on earth all the time in your heart. It's like really great. It says this in the gospel. They were continually praising and blessing God. Just continually. You're continually with Him and happy and have peace with Him. But you go through a lot of persecution, okay? So it's like outwardly, though, you're suffering. You go through a hard time, okay? And so He uses these scriptures to comfort them and let them know that Christ is going to come back and He's going to fix everything. And that provides a lot of comfort when you're in that place. That part of Christ is well received when you are being persecuted and bearing fruit. And then, like I mentioned already, you can see this play out on a smaller scale. Obviously, the heavens don't open up. It's not the end of the world, and Christ is revealed in the sky. But you see Him. You can see Him. The Holy Spirit will show you that He's there. And you can see Him it just in your own personal life and in your surroundings coming and taking vengeance, on those who are disobedient. Well, this is what it says. Let's go ahead and read what it says. Starting at verse 7, it says, "And you who are troubled, rest with us when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with His mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ." Okay, let's read that again. This is Jesus taking vengeance. He's a warrior, okay? He is the warrior, okay? He is King of Kings. He's like the numero uno, Alpha Omega, the number one warrior. He is like the alpha top dog, okay? When you talk about warriors, he is the warrior. He is the one, okay? He's like the only one, the top one that nobody else can beat, okay? And this is real. You'll see this. It says, "And to you who are troubled, rest with us when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with His mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them who know not God and obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power, when he shall come to be glorified in his saints and admired in all them that believe, because our testimony among you was believed. I'm going to leave it there for today. But that's pretty clear. It's because people get intimidated by the book of Revelation because it is prophecy. But he's just spelling it out right there. It's Jesus Christ. He's coming back, taking vengeance, okay, and punishing, okay, with everlasting destruction. Exact words from the book of Thessalonians. First Thessalonians. I'll go and leave it there for today. Father, I just ask for any sister that's listening to these teachings, just really help her again obey you and protect her from deceptions, and that she reads her KJV Bible from cover to cover and she's done, reads it again, asks to be filled with your Holy Spirit so she can understand these things. I ask all these prayers, you Father, you send Jesus' name. Amen.